Welcome to AM Best Audio.
As the cost of wildfires continues to accumulate, policymakers, homeowners, and community leaders have spearheaded multiple new initiatives to contain the impact of forest fires. It's a topic of a new report from the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety in conjunction with Zesty AI. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today to Roy Wright, President and Chief Executive Officer for IBHS. Roy, so glad you could join us today.
Great to be with you, John. It truly is.
So, Roy, we've been talking about wildfire quite a bit lately. Why now has it gotten so out of control?
You know, it's a series of pieces that really cut across the recency bias that we so often have. It's not that we haven't had wildfires going back for hundreds of years, but they are invading communities. And climate change is a big reason why that's happening. We've seen the wet, rainy season in California compress. It's not that they're getting less rain in a given year, it's just in a shorter amount of time. We look at forests that have been unmanaged and unattended, the ways that we've approached even some of the fire suppression in those forests, that we've changed our ways, but yet there's decades worth of pieces that have played. And where this is then meeting the realities of hotter, drier days and wildfire embers that pick up. And so, you know, 2017, 2018 were substantial years, obviously, in the California context. And then, you know, 2019 returned almost back to the norm, so to speak. And then 2020 happened. And, you know, more than 5 million acres are then burning. You see this impact by which our attention is going to it because it's invading more communities.
It appears that wildfires are not going to end anytime soon. So what can be done to mitigate the losses caused by wildfire?
Well, this is one of the really critical pieces that our work here at IBHS, partnering with our members across the insurance industry. If I have to describe wildfire, I view it as three concentric circles. There is the ecosystem on the outside, a place where we have to pay attention to the forest and the open land. There is the neighborhood and community. And then at the center point of that is a structure or a set of structures that are on a parcel. And sometimes the conversation turns to, well, who has to go first? You know, the U.S. Forest Service or Cal Fire should manage the forest a bit better. The community needs to take an action. The specific homeowner needs to do something. The answer is we need work to happen on all three fronts. There's been some announcements that have come out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture in partnership with the Department of Interior just this week, again, looking at the dimensions of what they need to do in the ecosystem. They need to do some thinning. They need to do some prescribed burns. We need to do things inside a neighborhood context because, unlike some of the hurricane and other wind-driven pieces, if you do everything perfect on one structure, your neighbor can still be the source of your demise. And then there are very specific things that can be done on a structure. And right now, we have been working through which of those are going to be most consequential, which ones of those need to be on the front-footed space of our work.
Roy, how significant a role can mitigation efforts play in stemming the losses caused by wildfires?
I think it's a centerpiece. And so let's talk just about the parcel and the homeowner structure right now. That's where we have done the greatest amount of work. Just this spring, we published with one of our members, SDAI, a study that looked at one of the elements related to defensible space. And defensible space is divided into three zones, 0 to 5 feet, 5 to 30 feet, and then 30 to 100 feet. It's funny, when you're out in the kind of the exurban areas, the more rural areas, there's obviously more than 100 feet to the nearest house. But in a suburban context, the 5 feet's within bounds, but by the time you're 30 feet away from a structure, you're probably in your neighbor's kitchen. And by the time you're 100 feet away, there may be a half dozen homes that are inside that circle. And so we've spent some time looking at the elements of defensible space. That first 5 feet up next to a structure is crucial. And we've proven this here at the lab, here at IBHS, And along with our members, SDAI, we've now gone back and looked at claims work with them, 2016, 17, 18, 19. And you can see that when that first 5 feet is clear, which means nothing combustible. You've got to go from wood mulch to rock. You need to go from your hedges and leafy pieces to more succulents. When you do that, we see that it destroys the kind of structure. There's a 78% change in terms of the destruction that we would see in that. That's what we would expect. And that's the kind of partnership that plays out between our work and the work of our members when they can bring the data pieces to bear and says, okay, this isn't just something we can see in a lab, but we really want to see those changes happen. You know, I look at it, the rate is nearly twice as high of survival when there is just a small amount of vegetation. That's crucial. And so as we look at the actions that homeowners need to take, and there's a suite of them. You can't just reduce it down to one. But I look today at this defensible space is absolutely the first action to take. It is consequential in ways that change outcomes in communities. They change how much the fire is going to spread.
How's the insurance industry playing a role here? And for that matter, how will the insurance industry play a role in years to come?
Well, you know, I look back at our facility here. 12 years ago, we were building this facility, and the insurance industry said wildfire is one of the core perils you need to address. Now, think about that. You go back to 2010, wildfire wasn't front and center in the dialogue. It wasn't driving an AM Best conversation at that point. It is today. The insurance industry had the foresight to understand these were the kind of catastrophic risks that needed attention. We need to understand them better, and we need to know how to bend down the risk curve. And so IBHS, we're a 501c3 nonprofit research organization funded by 103 insurers. And it is that ongoing investment that we have seen that is to their credit. And it is the insurers who keep pushing the science and saying, okay, now that we understand the power of embers, we understand the ignition sources, we need to look at the specific actions or the suite of specific actions that then could be laid out inside a context of additional community actions. That when these occur, you're going to reduce that risk. You're going to prevent the avoidable part of these damages.
Roy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Always great to be with you.
That was Roy Wright, President and Chief Executive Officer for IBHS. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.